me not clip that. Put on the soundboard and just press that every time. Hey man, they travel the world. Yeah, Sandy.
Do you know when people press that button and you hear the laughs in the show?
Yeah.
It's always a shit show to start with.
Friends.
Yeah. They're all dead. You know, that's the same yoke from like the 1930s or something.
He is correct.
That's the most morbid thing I've ever heard.
How do you know that?
Like, great facts will tell me in the new year.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a good fact since the last new year.
If one came out with something like that, you'd roll your eyes and be like, oh.
No, he wouldn't. He's impressed.
I can't see either of you. So I.
Oh, yeah, we're doing this with the lights off. Yeah, by the way. Yeah.
We're doing it with the lights on, right? Start the new year.
Why are we recording with the lights off?
Lights off.
Because they want to cut the cost of Mayor County.
No.
It's Terrence's new contract. No, Terrence. He can't afford to keep the lights on.
The CEO said to me, turn the lights off and you're in. He said we have no washer.
Terrence had to dine up to the cleaners, literally.
Yeah.
I can't remember what we were talking about. All the people laughing in the shows. Do you know I've never watched a single episode of Friends in my life?
That's my little hidden yoke, by the way.
Fact?
No, if a show has the laugh yoke in the background, it's a good show. Don't enjoy it. You know what I don't like? They overuse it. So someone will say something that's like a little bit dirty, but it's not actually funny, and the whole crowd joke, like, I'm like, shut up. Like, if you said that on stage in Vicar Street at one of our live shows, you wouldn't get
no one would laugh.
You know, so come on. Like.
Yeah, so Friends is shy, and yeah, I don't know where
and
else
all
to
them
say.
People are dead. They've long passed, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Why am I making out that everyone that was born in the 30s has passed away?
You'd be doing well to be alive at one of them shows as well, so you'd have to be at least 18.
The oldest fella that ever lived died the other week as well, from Kildare, I think.
I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Is that not true? 118 from Kildare?
From Kildare.
I'll look this up.
Can we get a fact check on that?
Yeah. He's definitely not from Kildare.
I think he is, yeah, Kildare.
The oldest person that ever lived is from Kildare.
Yeah, he Cullen. Died last week or 2 weeks ago.
Nah, how old was he?
118, I think.
He's definitely from somewhere in the
and Far East. He smoked every day.
He's from Korea. Do you know one of them fucking Thailand or something?
The Asians have the oldest.
Yeah, he's a Shaolin monk or something.
The Asians have the oldest age, I think. But a Kildare man's at the beating them all.
Come on now.
I'm waiting on a fact check here. I'm biting my nails actually.
It's great with all the lights off because you're the only light. So we're all focused on you and we can literally see the wheels turning behind your eyes there.
Yeah, this is good.
This is like that
this
scene.
This is the last time we're ever doing this.
It's like that scene in The Hangover. Very much start of the year.
Sorry, old.
No, there's nothing in that. There's nothing in that.
Wait, clarify with what you're saying. There's nothing in that.
Is he not 118?
He's not 118, was he not?
He wasn't Irish.
There's nothing. So the oldest.
Check when he died. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, the world's.
Yeah.
The world's oldest person died age 116.
Yeah.
Two days ago. So you thought it was a man from Kildare?
Yeah.
It's a woman called Tomiko Ituka from Japan.
Where did I get Kildare from? Where did I get Kildare from? And why Kildare?
Why Kildare? Oldest person ever lived is from Selbridge.
Where did I get that from, though?
I don't know.
Do you know? I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it.
If I had been like Tipperary instead of Kildare, I'd be like, yeah, like I can see where you made that mistake. The other side of the planet.
That's the oldest person to ever live. 116, now.
Yeah, wouldn't you be fuming if you died at 99? Wouldn't you? 99.
They only give you €100.
Yeah, no, I heard that, yeah. But you want to get to 100.
Yeah.
At 99, oh, you'd be hunting gaffs and all. I'm fucking snapping. I only made it to 99. Slamming presses on people's gaffs.
Sitting in limbo just waiting. On the gaff.
Yeah. Well, I'm not ready to go yet. Yeah, okay. A few more people I need to get on the.
Terry, how's the coffee machine?
It's funny because you sent the message into the group on. Was that Christmas morning?
Yep.
Christmas Day, you sent the message into the group. Oh, Christmas morning it was, yeah. Just as I was about to fuck that thing out the window. Oh, in that message, yeah.
I won't stop them.
Wait, no, yeah. I obviously told you I was getting the coffee machine now.
You did? And you predicted I think he predicted you'd lose the head of that.
I'm nearly sure he Did wrote I? Back. When you said, how's the coffee machine? He replied, how do you know I got a coffee machine?
Did I?
And he told you.
No. It was...
No, I'll tell you what the message was, actually. On Christmas morning, and I'm going to read it out. We can make this a thing now where I read out your messages.
I'm brilliant.
We held you accountable on.
Yeah, you can be vile at times. Happy Christmas, lads. At 12 o'clock on Christmas.
He was definitely on it.
Tardin's Power, I hope that coffee machine is giving you an awful time. And we got a few bonus episodes out of it. That's a terrible thing to read.
And what did you reply?
I replied, what the fuck? That's the maddest thing ever. Because I'm on the verge of bouncing off the wall. How the fuck did you know that? And you wrote, producer's intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was gone. No, it's the best thing in the world, though. But, bro, I was very, very, very close to break. And you know when you're trying to be nice because it was a present? So I'm trying to be like, it's the best present ever. The coffee's just shy out of it. I'm going to smash it off the wall. I obviously had to do all the sentence and all.
Yeah.
So you figured it out now?
Oh, yeah. No, I figured it out that day, bro. But like, a couple of coffees, yeah, like the first coffee I had ever, I didn't realise that you had to do a sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, it's gorgeous. Like, she's like, you're pulling the face every day.
It's a game changer, lads, having a coffee. Have you got one?
Nope.
It's a game changer having a coffee machine. Life changed forever.
I'm already up about 10 grand.
Yeah.
I'm already up. Because, boys, did we talk about this? Like, going out, how many coffees you had?
Yeah, when I got mine, I got number abuse.
You bought yours though, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was a present for someone else, though.
Yeah, but you paid for it.
Don't be, hang on. He's going on.
Hang on. It was a present for Amy.
He's going on as if, like, he had no say in this thing showing up in his gaff.
No, well, he actually didn't.
But you have a say in it staying in your gaff.
Oh, yeah.
And using it every day.
Oh, yeah. Don't get that part twisted.
He's going on as if, like, oh, I had nothing to do with the fact that I'm making my own coffee and drinking it every day.
No, but, bro, listen, I'm 28, yeah?
Yeah.
And I never went out and bought one.
Right. Don't be going on as if, like, oh, look, it's not my fault, I'm middle class.
You haven't even got a toaster, though.
Yeah, I know.
I can't. It's sad that that can't be used anymore.
No, I haven't got a toaster, but I have a state-of-the-art coffee machine.
You grew up without one appliance in your house.
Yeah.
And now it's become part of your personality. You always have to have a grievance over not having some electrical appliance.
It's me go-to.
I'm going away for months on end. I didn't have a toaster growing up.
Yeah.
Making up for a fucking now.
Get yourself a coffee machine if you haven't got one.
I think that, honestly, I never forget getting mine. Mick Conlon was the first person who texted me, that's going to pay for itself in a month. I was like, alright Mick, whatever. I remember we were bringing that with us. Do you know when we were going to Amy's man Wexford, she'd take the coffee machine with us.
Yeah, later.
If the gaff was on fire, it could be the first thing I'd grab. If the gaff was on fire, I'm grabbing that before I'm telling Amy. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, fend for yourself, love, you're old enough, coffee machine under the arm and out the door. Have you got one? Do you say you have one on?
No.
That's your problem.
That is what's wrong with you.
People are getting you shellbone jerseys for Christmas instead of coffee machines. Your wife is listening. She should take note of this for when your birthday rolls around.
I don't want a coffee machine.
Neither the Terrence.
That's fair. I didn't ask. And here I am.
Hang on, who says I have a problem?
Bro, you start on us every time we're in.
Do you know what it
All
is?
All his names.
It's because you're overpaying for coffee when you go out.
Yeah.
I don't pay for coffee when I go out.
Oh.
And you didn't deny the fact that you started on us and called his name.
No, I think the record speaks for itself in that regard, right? You threatened to beat me up last week.
No, let's not do that.
Got you
because you have evidence.
He's going to get you there.
Oh, he thought it was my word against his.
Yeah.
And he's bringing the evidence in.
Boys, speaking of being middle class, I went into my ma's on Christmas morning because that's where we got my breakfast, yeah? Guess what they were making? Scrambled egg and salmon. I nearly had it out with me dad in the kitchen. I was putting the jukes up in the kitchen. I said, step out, this is not happening.
That's
scrambled egg and salmon they were having. And I was like, what happened there to fry? Christmas morning, just do a fry. Scrambled eggs royale they were making in the gaff.
Very healthy.
Salmon? I was like, bleeding stepbrothers. I didn't want salmon. I said it four times. I was like, what is going on? I don't want to help me, man. Because we had a big mix-up with the presents as well this year. But they were doing... You see that flu that was going around?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had that the week before Christmas, know what I mean? Boxed off, two of them in the room, didn't come outside the room for 7 days. Like, the gaff nearly fell apart without them. We went for a family meal and all without them. That's how serious it was. So they were playing catch-up coming up to Christmas, so I give them a bit of leeway, but there was a mix-up with presents. I got two of the same present. I got two toothbrushes. Two electric toothbrushes I got. you put the wrong name on them. So like, obviously I was supposed to get one, and then I don't know, semi, but I was supposed to get another one. But so
a surprise.
Yeah, I opened one up, yeah, and it was like a Lynx, a pair of jocks and a toothbrush. I was like, oh lovely, yeah. And they're like, oh, there's another one there with your name on it. Another toothbrush. I was like, what? So I got two toothbrushes. I put the two in toothbrush. I mean, Matt was like,
you've been thinking of that line since Christmas Day, haven't you?
Yeah, sitting on that one in the pocket.
Thinking about that.
Writing it down and all.
Lads, you got it off.
Me man, like, yeah. Do you want more Yorkshire puddings? Hang on. Q T W O O T H. Dude.
Staring out the window of his mask. Lads are going to love this. That's a cracker.
Yeah, that was a.
You can imagine it. He had a little fist bump to himself.
High five myself and all. Ah, oh, boys. That was serious trouble that day. Yeah, it was good. It was good crack though. It was good crack. It was good crack.
Yeah.
Do you know what else I realised over Christmas? Do you remember back in the day you'd be walking around and like you bump into all the relatives? If you had friends who had older brothers and you'd see them, you'd always give them something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a fiver for you. And like, your auntie might, on your birthday, give you a score, and then Christmas, you might get money here and there. When does that stop?
Why, you still getting that?
No, that's what I'm asking.
I was going to say, when does it start?
Yeah. In the gap, my little brothers are getting 50s here and there, and I'm like, story. And they were like, oh, you bleeding have a gaff? And I'm like, yeah, mortgage payments, say, pal. I'll take 50 quid if you're giving that. When does that stop? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think we should bring that back. Start giving back money to your like younger relatives.
You're gonna have to start doing that then.
Yeah, I do that. That's the problem.
The long one.
Oh, that's the problem.
It's a bad investment.
Yeah, I'm not sure I make money giving there, especially in yoga. If you get 50 and you have to give a fiver to each person, you're down 20.
Yeah, I owe out money. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know, boys. Swings and roundabouts. You know what I mean? The first half of the year, you might make a few quid, and then when the other birthdays and everything starts rolling around. Swings and roundabouts. Mm. But yeah, like, start giving your relatives money again. Especially younger relatives, you know what I mean? I'm going to start dropping off to my bigger cousins and all. Like, oh, what's the story? I haven't seen you in ages. Hopefully he gives me a tenner.
Oh, he started Christmas shopping on the 22nd or something this year, boys. Usually a late start of stuff. The 22nd, boys, it was balls rough.
I went shopping, I got sensory overload. I said, hey, everyone's getting vouchers. Promise you, everyone's getting vouchers. That was it, online, yeah, voucher, there's an email address, voucher, email address. Walked into town, where did I go? I was on Grafton Street. No, I didn't make it to Grafton Street. I got to O'Connell Street at the Spire, yeah. Supposed to go to Grafton Street, went right up Henry Street, went to Smith's, got me niece and half or something, and you turned back home, vouchers for everyone else. Simple as.
You did it the right way.
Yeah. So it's too much. And every year you say, oh no, see next year, 4th of December, going to have this boxed off.
That's what I was only saying the other day. I swear every year I say, do you know what? October next year I'll start.
October, yeah.
October I'll start, boys. It's the 22nd every year. What you waiting for? Just a little more. Done then.
No, not, I haven't asked you a single question. We're not done.
Well then, here we go.
Do you want a question?
Yeah, but listen.
Yep.
The first question of the new year has to be from the other fella.
Yeah.
And if it's not, I'll walk him.
Yeah. There's one of three people it can be.
Three?
Yeah. Yeah, man, from Lucan.
Oh, no, he's not in the top tier, yeah.
Nah,
no. You can't make. We're not making a three, but we're staying in the top two.
Who's that, Sean?
Yeah.
Sean from Lucan, you have a few more questions to point.
Sean's got promise, but we can't be putting him in the top two.
No.
Anyway, your first question.
He's too inexperienced to make a start. We'll leave him on the bench, will we?
Yeah, he's on the bench.
Your first question is McGinty.
McGinty! First one of the new
it's
year.
It's nice, Anna. It is nice. It's
first one of the year.
Heartwarming. Arthur says, what, in your opinion, is the most overrated food people are just pretending to like so much of? And right now I'm going to say you can't say turkey. You can't say it and it's on a Christmas plate. We can't talk about Christmas.
No, yeah, no, usually.
Hey, another thing about Christmas dinners.
Yeah.
Selection boxes. Anything involved with Christmas.
But you won't hear it here, so off you go. What's the most overrated food?
Most overrated food. Oh,
that geez, people are pretending to enjoy. I would have said acai bowls.
Yeah.
Until I had one. And they are nice.
Do you know what I don't like about them though? It's the inconsistency. There's a load of granola on top, then you bite into it and it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't enjoy this, it's too cold, no flavour.
If you have sensitive teeth, you shouldn't get one.
There's no flavour. Acai bowls is a good show.
That's one that's like popular. I was sure for a while people were buying them, taking a picture and fucking them in the bin. Surely. overrated food, though.
Jesus Christ. This one's a bit localised now. It's a bit specific. I'm going to say the Fraggan River.
Ah, see, that's just stupid to say, bro.
Did Katrina not agree with me on this?
Yes, I think she did. No, she didn't. She said she loved the Fraggan.
And she said fuck somewhere else.
Yeah, Hoi One, I think, probably.
Something like that, yeah.
We can't be just saying fuck all these places. Sponsoring us with 3-in-1s for the year. What's trendy other than Acai Bowls?
Acai Bowls is a great show because it's not even flavour, it's just ice you're eating.
Yeah, but it's nice, bro.
Nice ice?
You get the proper toppings and all around the granola, it is nice, bro.
Well, I think the Acai itself is just a lot of bollocks. I wouldn't mind the Acai Bowl minus Acai, so the fruit, the peanut butter, the granola, all that in a bowl would be decent.
I've always felt people get overexcited to the point that you can tell they're putting it on about donuts.
Donuts?
Yeah. Like, people will post about a donut as if it's this life-changing experience. It's not.
No.
It's fine.
Do you know what we do that a lot with? Anything that comes from America and opens up over here.
Yeah.
Remember that one in Blanche? What was it?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts. Was it Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme.
No, Krispy Kreme. The one in Blanche, and you were around the block for bleeding 2 weeks.
Yeah.
People couldn't get into their gaffs because the cars were blocking the way and all. And that comes from America over here. Boys, it gets over exaggerated. And you know, speaking
and
of donuts,
that's presented well, like donuts. You know, them Krispy Kremes and all. You can get all the different design donuts.
And you have the clear box on it as well. Yeah, so it looks little. And you know what? They don't even beat the bleeding, the £2 ones, €5, or five donuts for £2 our bleeding donuts. The jam donuts with the sugar all over them.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of a jam donut.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know, bro. Don't know. But the nicest donut is just the normal glazed donuts. Do you know the one with the just the clear?
I know the one. I think I'd have a jam donut over that now.
Do you know what I had? So I had a Dunkin' Donuts there before Christmas. The pistachio donut. It's like pistachio icing. And there's pistachio inside it, boys. Oh my God, I put manners on that.
Do you know where there's the best donuts in the world? The Little Hut in O'Connell Tree.
Never had one.
Oh, the Little Hut in O'Connell Tree? Oh, me. Where else? What else came from America? Do you know where else I do see people posting? Because a lot of people are in New York and Florida and all. That chicken place. What's it called? Oh, fucking hell.
But is it over here?
No, but it's like people are getting flights to New York just to go to this place.
Yeah. I know people that do that with like London and stuff. Content creators, like.
Yeah, but that's your bread and butter, like.
Yeah.
You're kind of, but I'm saying, do you know, cunts who are going away and they're posting that and they're like, mate, it's bleeding chicken tenders, like. Chicken tenders and chips, there were some. Can't remember the name of the place.
£4,000.
Yeah. £4,000 for an Instagram story that people are just swiping past quick fast.
Anyways, Owen, yeah, we're going with that. We're going with Acai Bowls, donuts, and chicken tenders.
What's the name of that bleeding chicken place in America? I'll get it now.
Chicken Licking or something, is it?
Raising Cane's is the name of the place.
I know it.
Go on, Owen. Next question.
From someone who refers themselves just as Peace. With the
P-I-E-S.
They say they're P-E-A-C-E. They say they're an anonymous Southsider. Anyway, slight correction on last week's pod, says Peace, out of respect for delicious ducks. Ducks are in fact expert swimmers and can dive very deep for a long time.
Fucking knew it.
Not as long as a whale or Terence, but a long time.
Love it.
I love that Peace.
Love it.
Is that all?
No. What did we say about ducks?
That they were seafood.
He was saying they don't swim and all.
No.
We didn't say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
He said they just wash the hair. You know what I mean? Little dunk. Wash the head.
Peace says, would you rather walk like a duck every time you're in public or walk with one of those exaggerated cool guy walks?
Ah, like a pimp?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually, I'm trying
a shoulder.
I'm trying to walk like
it's a New Year's resolution, isn't it? You walk like a duck, it looks like you're going to shoot yourself.
Yeah.
You'd rather walk like a pimp.
Yeah. I walk a bit funny anyways, I think. I do. My brother pulled up beside me in the car a few weeks ago and he went, why are you walking like that? And I was like, oh, I'm walking the same way. It's like, I thought I was just walking. That's a true story, actually. I'm walking like they're bleeding.
Bleeding.
You can't say, would you rather walk like one of the kill guys?
Yeah.
And, like, expect us to pull out of that.
And say, no, I want to be killed, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like Snoop Dogg in, what film was it you pimping? Starsky and Hutch, Kane and all. Do you know what I mean? Dropping shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm not walking like a duck for anyone. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that'll do us.
Right. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for tuning in again.
Let us know is our New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and we've big things planned this year. So send in New Year's resolutions. Any issues you have. Don't send us any issues you have. Look, talking bollocks at gowlet.com for any controversies, conspiracies, questions, dilemma, and you want talking bollocks at gowlet.com. No controversies, no. Boom!
I didn't know when he was going to stop.
Send
us this. No, don't send us that. But send it. But if you want, like, but maybe not.
Yeah. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the ground. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. The hip knocker. Go down. Go down. Go down.